the process is the same, whatever you do, really. So, you know, we were up in Sheffield, and Uberto got Leslie, who was our production manager, to sort of say, you know, Uberto wants you to prep it in Sheffield. And I'm saying, what, that? I don't want to prep this in Sheffield. You know, I want to be in London prepping this. So, yeah, I was up and down, up and down. No, the process is the same, whatever, really. You know, once you get over that initial, oh my God, it's a feature film.
What were the major challenges you faced designing costumes for the Full Monty?
The major thing, I think, was trying to get each character so they were recognizable as that character. So each character had a little individuality to them. That was what we wanted to do. Funnily enough, when I knew I was coming to do this, I always used to keep like photo albums. I don't do it anymore, but I used to keep photo albums of films. And I was looking at the Full Monty photo album that we had. And I remember the boys were all so bored in Sheffield when we were prepping and they were rehearsing on and off, that I got them all to come in, and because Uberto wanted to see their costumes kind of together. And I said, well, you know, it's not really going to look good on a rail. So I got them all to come in and be photographed. And what we did, we were lying costumes on the floor and standing on a chair photographing them. And Hugo and Steve and Mark came in, and they were a bit bored that day. So I got them to put the costumes on and lie on the floor. And we photographed from, and I was looking at all these pictures, and Hugo's doing strange poses and everything on the floor. So yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges for it, you know, trying to get each character so he had his something individual. Steve, you know, Lomper had, you know, we gave him horrible sweaters, you know, cheap sweaters from Sheffield Market, and that was kind of his thing. You know, he wore some crappy sweaters. Hugo was the cute one, so had to look, you know, pretty cute. Bobby had a leather jacket. That was his thing, a beaten up old leather jacket. Tom, you know, was kind of an office, you know, a guy who, you know, wanted a career, had a career to all intents and purposes, so presented a front. But we tried to bring a kind of northern taste into him with these shirts and ties. He wore horrible ties. I mean, they were horrible. And sweaters and a horrible kind of anorak coat. But, you know, he was presenting a front. So, and Mark, you know, had the Sheffield rugby shirt.
Where did the thongs come from?
The red leather thongs, yeah. Yeah, we had those made in Clone Zone on Old Compton Street. And I remember going into Clone Zone, never been in a shop like that in my life, and said, I need you to make me, can you make me? Or do you have anything hanging on a rail? And he said, oh, well, we can make you something. And I said, well, let's go for